And now back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduke.
Welcome back. It's 7:33. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. Wendell just left the studio and he said, hey, you should have a contest. So let's have a contest. We're going to have a giveaway. 1 hour of Wendell's time. If you're interested in getting started taking care of yourself, phone 521-TALK, 521-8255. We'll take the fifth caller in and you'll have a personal coach. Fitness coach Wendell Hughes will take some time to get you started on a program or evaluate the program that you're already doing. So call 521-TALK, 521-8255, or that's star 580 on the Bell Mobility Network, and we'll take the fifth caller in. So there we go. We're joined in the studio now by Dara O'Higgin, and Dara is the president of GoodContacts.com, correct?
That's right.
Perfect. So welcome to the studio, and we're taking care of ourselves. We got to take care of our contacts now. So tell us what your company does, and then we'll get into why it's so important.
Well, Wendell talked a lot about the fitness of personal fitness, and if you take a look at what's the fitness of your contact database, for those of us coming out of other companies, for example, yeah. Nortel People, what's the fitness there? What Good Contacts does is allow you to automatically maintain, protect and support the contact list that you have of, be it colleagues, friends, or business associates.
Okay, so let's go through an example of that. What your ex Nortel, if I'm allowed, or pardon me, ex Newbridge, if I'm allowed to say that. So let's say someone's a high tech worker. What usually happens to their contacts?
Well, a lot of the time, someone, if they actually just walked out the door, they lose most of the contacts that they probably had. It was on their Outlook database, on their computer, and they'd basically been locked out. And that inhibits their ability to go ahead and look for the next job or to get back in touch with colleagues they may have had or clients that they may have had. So what Good Contacts does is allow you to maintain that on an ongoing basis, on an automatic way, so that you never do lose touch. For example, when I came out of Newbridge, we had a little Newbridge Alumni Association, and we had about 1,200 contacts. It's interesting that almost a third of those changed email addresses within the first 4 months.
So explain that.
Well, what happened was some of them went to other companies. Others had, we've had the horrendous changes of email suppliers that causes you then to lose the person you send a mail. It gets bounced back. You've lost that contact. And your contact database and the fitness of it is so crucial to that next job or to that ability to maintain contact with clients.
So it's often been said you're only as good as your network.
Well, networking is absolutely crucial. It's the number one way people get more business, they keep more business, and they get new jobs.
Okay. So how does your software fit into this then? Give me an example of how it would work for someone who's just left or is moving from a different company to a new company.
Well, we took a different approach. We said, it's really about me. It's about what I want to do in terms of maintaining contacts. So I don't want to put my name up on some server somewhere that's going to get stale anyway. So what we did was we built using new peer-to-peer technology, which means it's between Dara and James. I give you the information I choose, and you give me the information you choose, or you tell me to buzz off and die if you don't want to maintain
okay.
that relationship.
So explain that. So let's walk through a scenario of what the software actually does then.
So a typical scenario is someone has in the order of 150, 250 Outlook contacts. And what Good Contacts does is it sends out a little custom message that says, hello, it's Dara. Here's the contact information that I have about you. Feel free to update it and let me know your latest coordinates. And by the way, I've attached my coordinates as well. And obviously there's an invitation. Those who use Good Contacts, it maintains that automatically by kind of a pinging back and forth on a regular basis.
Okay, and this works, you've mentioned the word Outlook. So for people who aren't familiar with Outlook, what exactly is Outlook?
So Outlook is Microsoft's basically a contact list that you maintain in Outlook, or it could be another repository such as ACT, which is a classic Salesforce automation environment in the business context.
Okay, so they've got this piece of software and they add or purchase your software?
Well, they actually don't purchase the software. We're very much a services-based internet was Gates' term for it. And so we provide the software at no charge, and then we charge a service subscription fee on an annual basis.
Okay. So if I've got my contacts, I've moved, I'm using your service, what happens is that the service sends out an email
we actually don't send out the service. You, as the individual, by just updating your profile to your new email address, you will just send that out automatically as a little simple message that goes out to your whole contact database.
Okay.
Those who also use Good Contacts, it'll respond automatically with their profile, or the person will have an opportunity to say, oh, yes, I see you've changed addresses. Here's my new address.
Okay.
So it just facilitates in a very powerful way the ability to keep in touch with people.
Okay. And you mentioned internal and external networks. Maybe you could clarify that a little bit.
Well, particularly if you look at inside your business, trying to stay in touch with other people in your industry is crucially important, because you're going to get those sales leads or those contact leads or the job leads from your colleagues. The external basis, there are many. For example, on the way home today, I got a card in the mail from an online wine supplier that my wife happens to love to use.
And not you, but your wife.
Not me, but I just indulge. So the wine supplier is saying, listen, we tried to send you an email, but your email address has changed. So please go on our website and update your information. What Good Contacts would do that automatically, save them the dollar a drop to try to keep in touch, and obviously make sure that they sell me more wine, which is good for both of us.
Exactly.
So it maintains that on very much a peer-to-peer or a relevance basis.
Okay. Now, who can, we're talking about contacts. Is this for anyone, or just big business or small business, or who can use this?
Well, there are multiple applications. One can think of everything from fire departments that want to keep track of, where people are. But the primary ones are the business consumer who live by their Rolodex. They have a compelled reason to stay in touch with their contacts. It's money in their genes.
Okay.
The other would be the consumer side, where I do everything from, I actually lost my cousin on a hard disk crash, but I was able to recover him. He's in London. So fortunately, I haven't lost him permanently.
So you've got these contacts here. You're able to keep track of them. One of the things that I think we mentioned a little bit earlier is this timing of how often that you want to be in touch with them. Is that able to be set in the software, or what happens with that?
Well, as a founder, of course, I abused of all of my friends and send them a little messages, keep me in touch all the time. So what I was looking for to see was, at which point would this be an irritant? Because
yes.
You really don't want to get a message.
Yeah, there's
me
a fine
week.
Line that you have to decide, is enough or not enough?
So what I found was that it's somewhere around 4 or 5 months where the optimum time is. We actually have generated some statistics to see at which point is there likely to be a probability of having lost contacts.
Now, the other question I had, if you've just joined us, we're talking to Dara O'Higgin, who is the president of Good Contacts. And one of the things that I wanted to ask Dara is, he's in a position where Good Contacts is it still startup? Can we call it startup, or where is it at?
We're actually through our first year and released the final version of the product at this stage, and we've gone through a couple of fundraising rounds.
Fundraising rounds? It sounds like a party or something.
Well, it's not a party to raise capital in this environment, my friend. It's probably a pretty dreary party for most people. But we've been successful in raising over $1 million to fund the ongoing software development.
That's excellent. And is there any sort of lessons learned or anything that you used with your contacts to get that done?
Yeah, we learned a few things. One is that the environments that we're going into, everybody's PC is different, and they have enormously complex variations, combinations, and permutations, more than the quantity of different bottles of wine that my wife's buying. And what we found was, initially when we started, only about 45% of the people could successfully use the product. We're now up to probably around 95-96%, but we still hit that odd, quirky one where it doesn't quite work.
So you have to keep on working on the technical side.
You have to keep on top of the complexities of doing the business.
If there was three things that you could tell someone who's starting to manage their contacts or building their business or growing their business, what would the three things that you would say to them to say, when you're looking at contacts, you got to do this?
Well, the first one is, realize how important it is and keep on top of your networking and your contact list. Always put in multiple email addresses, because your email provider may go down or out of business or change from At Home to Rogers. Or if you lose your job or change jobs, people will lose you by putting in two emails.
So you have one for home and one for whatever job?
Home. Okay. Yeah. And I actually have 5 or 6 of them, which causes added chaos. But try to keep relevance in those contacts. People don't want to be bothered if they really don't know who you are anymore. So the nice thing we do is we do an immediate opt-out, which gives people some privacy, which is the third thing. You should always respect other people's privacy. Some people are happy to receive your information. Others are not. And we put a lot of emphasis to make sure the individual has the final say on with whom do they want to exchange information.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. If people want to find out about Good Contacts, where do they go?
Well, we kept it easy like you do, James. It's www.goodcontacts.com.
Com.
So forget about your bad contacts. Just take care of the good ones and you'll be all right.
Take care of your business. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, my pleasure.
We've just been talking about good contacts, and I got a little note from Liam. We've got Paul Upal is the winner of 1 hour with the drill sergeant, Wendell Hughes. I hope he doesn't get mad at me. So, you're listening to Small Business Heroes. We're going to be back after the break with Craig Barrows, who's going to be talking to us about personal digital assistants, how we take care of our contacts when we're not in front of our PC. This is James Maduke speaking. We'll be right back. You're listening to Part of Business at Night, News Talk Radio, 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, CompuSmart, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.